This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. All right, I've been avoiding it. We did history. We did House GOP or National GOP platform stuff. Told you a couple stories. Now let's dig into some of the palace drama stuff. Because the guy emails in, he said, I'm trying to understand why they want Kamala Harris. Why do they want Dome? Let's talk about this. Okay, first, you saw, or at least I'm sure you've heard a bit about some more of the drama happening today. What's the drama? Democrats are begging Joe Biden to leave. They're meeting with him, and they're begging with him to leave. We now have some of the most prominent voices in the American media, including Democrat inner circle people. David Axelrod is a big-time inner circle Democrat person. He's out there saying things like
this. There are certain immutable facts of life, and those were painfully obvious on that debate stage. And the president just doesn't seem to come to he hasn't come to grips with it. He's not winning this race. He's more likely, if you just look at the data and talk to people around the country, political people around the country, it's more likely that he'll lose by a landslide than win narrowly.
Yeah. So I'm not going to spend a bunch more time on this. Why does the system want Dome? It's not that the system wants Dome. They don't. What you're seeing right now, these people want him out, these people don't want him out, and you know, it's his lackeys are out there saying that this is John Kirby.
Have you, in your meetings with him, ever seen him appear similarly to the way he did on debate night?
What I saw in that debate is not reflective of the man and the leader and the commander-in-chief that I have spent many, many hours with over the last 2.5 years in terms of the specificity of the way he probes, the questions he asks. Heck, just this morning, he was asking me questions about the situation on the European continent that I couldn't answer, and I told him I had to get back to him.
Yes, yes. I'm sure this guy had some very, very detail-oriented questions that really it sent John Kirby for a loop.
Even when I was running for Senate, and each time I ran, quite frankly, not a joke, Philadelphia in particular, got me across the line.
Joe Biden was a senator from Delaware. Now, maybe things have changed. Look, they redraw maps all the time. I always thought Philadelphia was in Pennsylvania, but maybe they've redone that. Either way, look, we know what's going on. His lackeys, his inner circle, the Jills, the Hunter Bidens, the John Kirbys, they're all out there lying through their teeth, trying to pretend as if everything's fine. The other people, Democrat big shots, Hakeem Jeffries, David Axelrod, and others are telling him to leave. Their donors are telling him to leave. Get out, get out, get out, get out. What are you seeing? What does all this come down to? That's the only explanation you need for all the drama we've seen and all the drama you will see. What is it? Self-interest. Good old-fashioned self-interest. No one in the media who's currently asking tough questions is asking tough questions because they're genuinely concerned that a cadaver is president of the United States of America. They're asking tough questions because they look dumb for having covered for him and because Donald Trump might beat Joe Biden. That's the only reason they're asking tough questions. No one in Joe Biden's inner circle who's encouraging him to stay in is doing so because they believe in Joe Biden or believe in his message or think it's best for America or any of those things. I'm going to play something for you. Jill Biden, here's a headline for you. Jill Biden campaigns in 3 states in 1 day while Joe Biden makes a morning call, then blocks out his calendar and takes the rest of the day off. That's a real headline. Jill Biden now has her own walkout music.
Ladies and gentlemen, the First Lady of the United States, Jill Biden.
Oh, I swear on my life this is real. And the song, I kid you not, is titled Fanfare for the First Lady. Joe Biden's supporters and Joe Biden's detractors, each and every one of them, they're only interested in themselves. Everything comes back to selfish motivation. The Democrats, who are very concerned today, they don't care. They don't care about the country or anything like that. They care because they're worried Joe Biden might hurt them keeping their seats in the upcoming election. That's all they care about. Jill Biden, she doesn't want Joe to stay in because that's best for America. And I love you, Joe. She wants, well, look, they're writing music for her. She's out there campaigning. I'm all in.
Joe has made it clear that he's all in. That's the decision that he's made. And just as he has always supported my career, I am all in too.
Now, it all just comes down to selfish interest. You know that. I know that. That there's something about this that I was thinking about this morning that I do find fascinating. We're going to get to emails and this, the SAVE Act and other things. But one thing I find very, very fascinating. So now we've had several high-ranking Democrats and low-ranking Democrats and media people, which, again, I repeat myself, come out and call for Joe Biden to leave. He needs to leave. He's too old. He's hurting us. He's got to go. His poll numbers suck. He's got to go. Okay, but what's that old saying? If you come at the king, you best not miss. You ever heard a saying or something along those lines? Well, what does that saying mean? What are they saying there? If you're going to try to take out the man in charge, you better take out the man in charge. Because if you don't, if you try to take out the man in charge and fail to take out the man in charge, well, he has all kinds of tools at his disposal to make your life real, real tough and miserable, or end it if we're talking about the Clintons. There are a lot of very, very prominent Democrats calling for Joe Biden to leave. What if he doesn't? Do you think Jill Biden is famously vindictive? Did you know the Bidens and Dome hate each other? Do you know why the Bidens and Dome hate each other so much? Because during that one debate, when Dome was trying to win and she called Joe a racist, pretty much called him a Klan member, Jill Biden never forgave her for that. And since then, there's been this rift between the Bidens and Dome. What is the situation going to be like inside Democrat headquarters if Joe Biden, after all this, really does decide he's staying and he's running and he's not leaving? How uncomfortable is that going to be? That's what makes what's happening right now so amazing. I realize they're all doing it to self-interest, but boy, you come out publicly as some Democrat congressman and say, Democrats need Joe Biden to step down or I might lose my seat. And then Joe Biden doesn't step down? Well, you're going to run into Joe Biden again. Now, granted, he won't remember. We all know that. But Jill will remember. There are a lot of Democrats coming for the king right now. If he stays in and they miss, that gets uncomfortable. All right, let's do some emails like I promised. Jesse, why are you such a babbling idiot? Well, look, we Kellys are not the sharpest people ever. We've never claimed the mantle of some genius family. You know, I have a bunch of cousins who are valedictorians and things like that. There was always them, and then there was us, and the Kellys weren't. So, look, a lot of this is probably just genetics, right? I'm uneducated. Remember, I went to community college. I joined the Marines, and instead of choosing some sort of a profession that would give me some job skills that would help me later on in life, I chose to be in the infantry. I mean, look, the list of reasons why I'm an idiot are long. It's a long list. I only have a 3-hour show, and we're already in the final hour. I can't get to everything now, but there are a lot of good reasons. You should know. There's a lot of good reasons. Let's talk about religion in school. Let's get to some emails. Let's get to the SAVE Act. Let's get to your dog. You know what's so embarrassing? You know, I told you we went to Florida for the weekend. You know, you have any idea how often Fred was mentioned? It's freaking pathetic what's happened to this family of mine. It's pathetic. And I count myself in there. I'm freaking embarrassed. Oh, I wonder how Fred's doing. I hope Fred's okay. I hope they're taking care of Fred. Is Fred doing well? Isn't that pathetic? But that's what this pathetic dog has done. This morning, I was giving my wife a hug in the kitchen, and Fred comes up and jams his whole head in between us in the kitchen. We look down like, what the? So anyway, we do love our dogs, don't we? They become part of the family. And we want our dogs to live a long time. Don't you want your dog to live a long time? We don't want to take him to the vet all the time. We don't want him to die at 10. So that's why I give Fred Rough Greens, all natural nutritional supplement. I pour it on every meal, vitamins, probiotics, digestive enzymes, antioxidant, you name it, it has it. Get Rough Greens on your dog's food. roughgreens.com/Jesse, or you can call 833-33-MY-DOG. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, and we have a lot more we still need to get to tonight. Before we get to that, let's get to some emails. Dear Jay Kizzle, will you be doing a live show in Milwaukee during the RNC? Give us the details. Okay. Yes and no. Let me explain. Allow me to explain. So you know the RNC is next week. It's in Milwaukee. I have to go. All right. iHeart premieres. They're putting on some big fancy setup. So Clay and Buck and me, we're doing our shows live from Milwaukee next week. Now, don't get me wrong. I love hanging with Clay and Buck, and that'll be fun. And I mean, it'll be fun eating my way through Milwaukee. That's always a good time. But I don't want to travel. Either way, whatever, I'll be there next week. And I will be doing the show live from Milwaukee. But I need to clarify, I don't know that I'm gonna be able to hang with you when I do the show, okay, if you happen to be there. From my understanding, the convention is in one spot, and Radio Row, as it's known, is in a different spot. Close, but a different spot. So Radio Row, obviously, as the name says, Radio Row will be a bunch of different people doing a radio show from there. We will have our own booth set up there, I'm sure, because it's Premiere. I'm sure it'll be fancy and friggin' awesome. I have no doubt Premiere will do it right. That's fine. But I don't know whether they're going to allow an audience in. I don't know whether or not they're going to allow people in. Now, I guess it would probably depend on how many people I know are going. I guess we could always do like a Red Lobster meetup or something like that. What, Chris? Why can't we do a Red Lobster meetup? I don't know if the Red Lobster is still in business. If it is, we can help them. I know there's one in the general vicinity. Look, it doesn't have to be Red Lobster. It could be Waffle House or something like that. We can do some kind of a meetup. I'm happy to do that if there are a bunch of people there and want to hang. I want to hang. I don't have anything else to do. Chris and Michael ain't going to be there. I'll just be stuck with Clay and Buck the whole time. It'll be brutal. So if you want to hang, we can do that. And yes, I'm doing a live show from there Monday through Thursday of next week. No show next Friday. The travel stuff, whatever. Don't get me started. Anyway, Jesse, I just took my first battlefield tour of Gettysburg. My word, if anyone thinks they want to take up arms, they need to come here. What happened here was terrible. We should never do a war within our borders again. Local and legal will prevent all that war. His name's Ryan. Like I said, don't ever, ever wish for civil war. and be very, very aware of what you're saying. We can't vote our way out of this. One, we've never tried. We don't bother showing up at elections. We vote once every 4 years. I'm voting for Trump. Have you voted since the last time Trump was up for election? Which election? I didn't even know we had one. So we got to start showing up at local elections for sure. And yeah, pray to God we don't ever, ever turn our guns on each other. Civil wars, all civil wars, are just dreadful affairs. Jesse, how do you feel about Doug Burgum as Trump's VP? Well, I'll give it to you both ways. One, I believe Trump is leaning that way. From what I understand, this is from Trump's people, he likes Doug Burgum a lot because Doug Burgum is someone he relates to. Doug Burgum is an older guy. The other VP candidates are younger, significantly younger than Trump. He's also a business guy. He's got a business background. And from what I understand, Trump likes that a lot. Now, look, when it comes to things like immigration, Trump is running as this immigration hawk, mass deportation, things like that. Doug Burgum's terrible on immigration. Absolutely dreadful on it. Is that going to matter? Well, the VP doesn't set policy. Maybe it won't matter. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Burgum as VP. I don't stress the VP position as much because I doubt very much whoever the VP is going to be in the driver's seat for the GOP nomination the next time. I just don't think that'll be. Jesse, Facebook has multiple postings. All right, let me pause there. It's probably a lie. I need to explain something about Facebook. If you're reading things on Facebook, and I know so many people get their news from Facebook, sound bites from Facebook. If you're getting things from Facebook, I'm not dogging on social media. Boy, I can't stress this enough. You need to test those things. You need to run down those stories on your own. Do a little internet sleuthing and make sure they're good to go. Because the level, what do they call it? Misinformation. The level of misinformation that's out there on Facebook is staggering. This really, really plagues older folks. Well, I was on Facebook and I saw, it's almost always crap. The second you lead with that, I'm assuming it's crap. Anyway, this guy goes on to say, reporting Project 2025 will cancel or strip Social Security benefits. Multiple sources online report similarly. Where can I find the truth? Okay. Whenever you see anything about the taking of your Social Security, understand that that is a lie about 1,000% of the time. It is a lie because everyone learned a long time ago one of the most effective ways to win an election is to tell seniors you're going to take away their Social Security check. They will then crawl across a mile of broken glass naked to vote against you if they think you're going to stop their Social Security check. There's nobody in the country running to stop your Social Security check. Every place you see that, whether it's on Facebook, the New York Times, a billboard, or a TV commercial, every single time you see an ad saying whoever it is going to take away your Social Security, it's a lie, and it's a lie designed to scare you into voting for the other guy because it's one of the most effective ways to get people to vote for the other guy. So don't ever believe that again. All right? Period. End of story. Let's talk about the SAVE Act. But first, I want to talk about why you would believe that lie. A big reason you'd believe that lie is because your T levels are too low. And when your T levels get too low, your mind doesn't work properly. Low T does more than just make you unable to make babies. It makes you stupid in the truest sense of the word. When your T levels get low, you can't think. As a dude, you can't think logically. And you get down and depressed more. You essentially, as your T levels drop, you get a thicker and thicker cloud inside of your mind. You will know what I'm talking about after you've taken a male vitality stack from Chalk for 90 days because the cloud will just slowly, steadily lift and you'll be floored by how you think. Don't take my word for it. Try it for 90 days. You'll know I'm right. Huge discounts on subscriptions for the lifetime of the subscription. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, let's talk really briefly about the SAVE Act, which is not going to pass, so we're not going to spend a bunch of time on it. The House Republicans are doing something that's smart, which is rare for them, but they're trying to get this SAVE Act. They're trying to get it a bunch of publicity. What is the SAVE Act? It says that these illegals can't vote in our elections. This is never going to pass because Joe Biden would never sign it. Joe Biden and the communists surrounding him didn't bring in 12 million illegals in the last 4 years just so they could prevent them from winning elections, from voting in elections. Democrats cheat in elections, period. End of story. It's not arguable. I don't care what dork GOPer you listen to. They cheat in elections. And you know this because the two platforms of the Democrat Party are you shouldn't have to show ID to vote and elections should be all mail-in. The only reason you would take either of those positions is because you intend to cheat. They cheat in elections. This is Representative Brian Steele. Whatever. I don't know him. He's from Wisconsin.
The SAVE Act contains critical reforms to existing legislation and strengthens current law by requiring documentary proof of U.S. citizenship to register to vote in federal elections. The National Voter Registration Act currently requires states to give voter registration forms to everyone who receives a driver's license, regardless of citizenship. For example, in Illinois, like many states, non-citizens can obtain a driver's license. Under the NVR...
Just stop for a minute. As I listen to this, it's about a minute 30. I'll probably stop it a couple times. There are a lot of there's a lot of this that really hit me hard, really, really hard. We live in a country where several states give illegals driver's licenses. Just marinate on that for a moment. We have so moved into insanity territory with these dirty communists that illegals get driver's licenses issued to them by the state. If you're an illegal and you make any contact with any government official, the only course of action is immediate arrest and deportation. Yet we now live in a country where you can walk into the DMV in Illinois and say, "Hey, my name's Pedro. I just got here from El Salvador. I'd like my driver's license, please." And you will be totally safe. Not only safe from arrest and deportation, they'll hop to it and give you your driver's license. Just, we are in some trouble.
These non-citizens would be giving voter would be given voter registration forms. And just a few years ago, Illinois had to remove hundreds of non-citizens from its voter rolls. All an applicant has to do is check a box saying they're a citizen, and the citizenship verification process is over. Following the 2013 Supreme Court case, Arizona versus Intertribal, the NVRA prevents states from asking applicants for confirmation of citizenship. The SAVE Act would require states to obtain documentary proof.
I just want to be clear again what he just said. It prevents states from verifying citizenship. It's now the law in America. You're not allowed to ask for proof of citizenship before you vote in elections. Whew. What?
Proof of U.S. citizenship and identity in person when registering an individual to vote in a federal election. The change to the NVRA would direct states to establish a process for applicants who do not have documentary proof of citizenship, but are in fact U.S. citizens, under a process developed by the Election Assistance Commission. The SAVE Act would require states to set up a program to remove non-citizens from their voter rolls. In order to assist with this process, the bill would give states immediate and free access to federal and state databases with citizenship information.
So this bill is going to go nowhere. It's going to get shot down in the Senate with the Democrats there and all the low-T Republican losers in the Senate. The SAVE Act's going nowhere. This is purely a political ploy by the GOP to make Democrats publicly declare their intention to allow illegals to vote. And that's fine. That's actually a good, it's a crafty move. Wrong foot your enemy in an election year when the public is already upset by illegal immigration. It's a smart move. It's the only move politically, and I'm glad they're doing it. I can't believe I'm saying that, but I'm glad they're doing it. Now, I wanted to play something else for you. We're changing subjects. Don't worry about it.
But my focus is just stay focused.
Secular schools. Many, many, many people, even people on the right, even religious people, say they don't want any kind of religion being taught in schools. Don't teach religion in schools. Hey, just reading, writing, and arithmetic. No religion in schools. I don't like that. Remember this. There is no such thing as a secular school, a secular society. These are not things that exist. They are things that have never existed ever. Societies have religions. Your school, your child's school has a religion. It may not be yours, but it is one. This that I'm about to play for you is the president of the NEA, largest teachers union in the country. Her name is Becky Pringles. Now you tell me, is that secular school where you send Aiden, Jaden, and Braden? Are they non-religious?
We can do this work. We must do this work. We get to do this work. We will do this work because our students are depending on us to win all the things. NEA, we have to win.
Does this sound like a lady interested in teaching Aiden, Jaden, and Braden how to do their ABCs? Or does this sound like a lady who's interested in training the next generation of communist warrior?
All the things! All the things! Our colleagues are depending on us to win all the things. Keep going, NEA. To preserve our democracy, we must win.
Preserve our democracy. Notice that? Preserve that democracy.
And all the things. Delegates, we won't go back. We will keep going forward because we are the NEA. We are the NEA. We are the NEA. And that's what we do.
Please set aside the childish notion that there can be such thing as a secular school. That does not mean you have to have religious belief or share my religious belief or Chris's religious belief. But you better understand and accept the enemy. He is religious. He is religious, and your child's school will be religious. You don't have to choose one for yourself and your personal life. That's fine. You are a free human being. You have the freedom to make that choice totally on your own. But don't be naive. Your child's school is going to take your child and aim him towards the religion of the school's choice, not your choice. So, which religion is your child learning from in school? You spend time with your child, teaching them things. Pull your chair up. Don't burp in public. Manners, yes sir, no ma'am. What's right and wrong? But then you have to drop your child off at school for 7-8 hours a day. Who are they learning from?
We can do this work. We must do this work. We get to do this work. We will do this work because our students are depending on us to win all the things. NEA, we have to win all the things. All the things. All the things are calling.
Are you raising your child with love and care and then dropping them off at that lady's doorstep for 8 hours a day? Something to think about, right? All right, speaking of that, let's talk about a college degree. Some emails, headlines I didn't get to. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. But don't worry, we'll be back tomorrow unless another hurricane swoops in here. Yeah, one more word on that education stuff, then we'll get to a couple other things here. There are stories that are great and terrible at the same time. There are lots of stories like that. This is one of them. This is a headline from Breitbart. Degrees are not worth the paper they are printed on. Only 36% of Americans believe college is worth the expense. Now, that's one of those things that's awesome and awful at the same time. Let's get to the awesome part of it. It's awesome that American universities, which are sick, poisonous, communist institutions, it's awesome that they are losing their luster in the eyes of Americans. That is a necessary thing. We have got to shatter this notion, well, you got to go to college, because it causes people to lose their children. You send your child off to college for 4 years and you lose them forever. They come back dirty communists and all that work was gone and your child's ruined. I love that we are stopping that slowly. I love that. That's the good part of it. But there is a bad part of it. If we're being honest, if we have to bring up the negative, it's really bad that our higher education institutions have fallen into such an ugly place that now we don't even want to send our kids there. Look, I want to live in a country where I want my kids to go to college. Does that make sense? Did I say that right? I want to live in a country where the university system is something my children aspire to. I want that for them. I do. I want them to learn how to think. I want them to be accomplished. I want to have the option. I want to have the option to send them to a place where they can gain expertise in something and gain opportunity. If they go and they survive it the way it used to be, I want to have that kind of a place. But we don't. So it's a good and a bad. It's like I talk about things like the CDC is a great example. I love that Americans have lost trust in the CDC. I love that because you shouldn't trust the CDC. They very clearly have been taken over by the same sickness that every other institution has. I love that. But at the same time, it would be nice to have a CDC. A CDC you could trust. A CDC you could rely upon. Hey, what is the new disease? How do we treat it? What do we do? Give us some guidance. It kind of sucks that we don't have that anymore. That's a tough place to be. But look, when these people take over your country, when you allow communists to destroy, when you allow them to infect and infiltrate everything, then they will destroy everything. It's a parasite. It is. Speaking of which, I heard Jerome Powell today, and this is a lot of bankers' words for saying small banks are about to get screwed even worse than they already have.
This is a risk that has been with us and will be with us for some time, probably for years. And banks need to be, you know, honestly assessing what their risk is. They need to be assured that they have the capital and the liquidity and the systems in place to manage this risk. The stress test that we apply to the largest institutions stressed commercial real estate pretty hard. And again, the conclusion is that the large banks can manage this problem. And most small banks can too, but it is in some smaller banks that tend to have that local concentration in commercial real estate. And
let me go ahead and interpret all that financial gobbledygook for you. The United States of America has brought down financial regulation after financial regulation after financial regulation. And surprise, 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 the large financial institutions, they can withstand these regulations, and in fact, they will happily withstand the regulations because they know the small banks cannot. And so the small banks have been drying up for years in this country, closing down, giving you fewer and fewer options, having to walk into the large bank. And that, of course, all ties back to communism, the ESG, the DEI. You want to know why financial institutions are some of the most poisonous,
evil communist institutions in this country now, because as we've said, they all have to maintain their system membership card. That's why if you bank at whatever, pick your bank, Bank of America, you can go look it up right now and look at their ESG page, because they know they have to be on the side of the federal government and the other financial institutions if they can, if they want access to that liquidity that Jerome Powell just talked about. In the meantime, normal people can't afford to go to Denny's.
Bandit joins a growing list of Metro Detroit restaurants that have had to close their doors in recent weeks. The Michigan Restaurants and Lodging Association says restaurants across the state are seeing 60% fewer customers this year. In a recent survey, the department found that right now, 2 in 5 Michigan restaurants are not profitable. The co-owner of Green Dot Staples, Jacques Driscoll, says restaurants have faced huge challenges since the pandemic, including rising food costs and inflation.
In the meantime, normal people are suffering. Speaking of suffering, remember what I talked about earlier when it came to the GOP platform and stripping abortion out of it? What did I say? The GOP was never going to win that fight for us anyway. The fight for culture is our fight. It's up to us. It's up to you. It's up to me. That's what preborn does in a tangible way. Providing an ultrasound for a woman who's about to have an abortion is the most tangible way you can save a life. You don't have to scream at her. You don't have to throw her in jail. Why don't you just let her hear her baby's heartbeat? And she becomes a mother in that moment. And when we talk about preborn, you know $28 buys that ultrasound. Remember, there's no limit on what you can give, and it's tax deductible. Tax deductible. The federal government finds enough rancid filth. They fund enough rancid filth, I should say. How about getting a sweet little tax deduction for saving the life of a baby? You know you can do that. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give what you can. Make a reoccurring gift. I don't care what it is. I don't care how much it is. I don't care if it's $5. Give them something. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Mayor Eric Adams breaks new ground by teaching New Yorkers how to use trash cans. Look, I chose not to play the audio for you. New York has always been its own world. Like I've said, many of my New York friends not only do not own cars, they don't have driver's licenses. Many of my New York friends don't know how to drive. Everyone across the country hearing that, they're blown away. New Yorkers look around and say, yeah, makes sense. China costs the U.S. $18 trillion through a lack of transparency on COVID-19, according to a bipartisan commission. I can just think back. Remember that little story when we found out the CIA was paid to lie about where COVID came from? Huh. Wonder why that is. Anyway, we'll do all this again tomorrow. That's all.